Unit 27. More than just the blues. Sarah of Singapore had always been a bright and sociable child. She attended an elite school and did well in her studies and sports. But around the age of 14, something changed. Sarah became overwhelmed by a sense of despair that she couldn't explain. She described feeling useless and said life was not worth living, and started to withdraw from friends. Over the next 2 years, she lost interest in school. Her inner turmoil was finally diagnosed as depression. Sarah's case was not unusual. Experts across the world are witnessing a rise in teen depression. Factors such as an increasing divorce rates and rising academic pressures can push kids to the brink. Mood changes in teenagers can no longer be ascribed to adolescence, whereby they just grow out of that phase. Teenage depression must be seen as a medical condition or illness. The effects can be devastating. Studies show depressed adolescents are more likely to fail at school, become promiscuous, and abuse alcohol or drugs. They are also more likely to suffer depression as adults. According to research, teenagers with a clean-cut case of depression by the age of 15.7 in girls and 15.9 in boys will have further bouts throughout their lives, each episode lasting 6 to 9 months. In extreme cases, a sense of hopelessness takes hold, and a youngster will often think of suicide as an option to deal with their problems. Often there is no obvious cause for a teenager's blues. However, American research Dr. Harold Koppelwitz has a theory that offers some clues. He holds that between the ages 14 and 17, the brain's gray matter is gradually pruned. This clears out redundant brain cell connections, leaving robust pathways necessary for the concentrated learning we do as adults. Science has yet to prove a link between this brain activity and depression, but it does coincide with the ages when we see increased psychiatric disorders in adolescents. Genetics, too, can play a role. A team of researchers from London and New Zealand investigated the possibility of a gene making people more prone to depression. Over 26 years, they asked a sample of 847 New Zealanders to record episodes of depression. These were then tracked against the participants' stressful life experiences, such as losing a job. The study, published in July 2003, found those with a certain type of gene were more than twice as likely to slump into a depression after such crisis. But there is good news. Teenagers diagnosed with depression have an excellent chance of recovery. Their negative thought processes are less entrenched and easier to change with cognitive therapy compared to adults. Treatments typically involves up to 12 sessions of cognitive behavior therapy, in which teenagers talk with a therapist about sources of stress and coping strategies. When a non-drug approach has failed, they may also be prescribed antidepressants.